It's 9:22.
The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting this morning following North Korea's nuclear test earlier in the day, a test that has been called ferocious and hostile as a reaction from the United States. Joining us live now is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. It's their third test. Should we have been surprised by it?
No, and here's why. Yesterday morning, a source of mine sent me a piece of a news broadcast that the North Korean government had its state agency put out. In that statement, they said the U.S. is jumping to conclusions thinking that North Korea is about to launch a nuclear test. So it suggested to that person and to me as well that what North Korea was either trying to do was to throw the U.S. off, to throw the rest of the world off, to basically make them feel comfortable that they weren't thinking about doing this, or they were angry about the fact that they wouldn't be able to launch a test because of the scrutiny. The concern, as I later learned from when I talked to another analyst and a former senior person in the government on this is a typical North Korean tactic. Very soon before, close to the time when they're about to do something, they will throw a monkey wrench into the things, trying to throw the U.S. and the rest of the world off. So there was a very big clue there yesterday.
What kind of response has there been from the U.S. or anyone else? And really, what can the U.S. or anyone else do?
Well, one of the things that has to happen first is they have to verify this, and it may take a bit, but they may already have some clues on it. But there was a seismic response to whatever it was that took place, and supposedly this tunnel that this took place in had been sealed up some time ago. So how well was it sealed? How well was that whole facility monitored? And was what escaped from the cracks around the ceiling commensurate with what authorities and officials think was a nuclear test, or was it a false detonation nuclear test?
Now, of course, in the Korean Peninsula, there's a great alarm about this. Mm-hmm. There have been provocations over the years between the North and Korea as well. But I think the biggest worry so many have right now is the imminent threat that North Korea might try to take the technology, its ability to make bombs, and send it to the Iranians. Is that, at least in the mind of American experts, the biggest concern?
Absolutely. Well, yes, certainly one of them. And if you'll allow me, some of them have said secretly to me they think this has already happened. They believe that it's already happened. Because if you remember back in 2007 when Israel bombed that Syrian facility, and you know, our friend Dr. David Kaye, a former U.N. weapons inspector, has told us several times Damascus is that's the scene where they shot the Star Wars bar scene. All the unsavory characters from the black market gather there, including Iran, North Korea, of course, the Syrians. They believe, some of these experts that I've talked to believe that this has already taken place, the sharing of this technology between the North Koreans and the Iranians. There are North Korean experts at that facility, supposedly, before it was bombed by Israel in 2007, the one in Syria.
We will continue to watch the response. Thank you, JJ. Appreciate it.